None but the hungry heart. 2:12. The cross for self. I have been crucified with Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20. The cross is the height of paradox. It is at once God's greatest agony and his eternal glory. For the growing believer, it means daily crucifixion, and at the same time freedom from the penalty and the power of sin and self. But may it never be mine to boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. We need to enter deeply into the truth that Christ, the beloved Son of the Father, could not return to the glory of heaven until he had first given himself over to death. As this great principle opens up to us, it will help us to understand how in our life and in our fellowship with the Lord Jesus, it is impossible for us to share the fullness of his life until we have first in very deed surrendered ourselves every day as having died to sin and the world. Many believers appear to think that when once they have claimed Christ's death in the fellowship of the cross and have counted themselves crucified with him, they may now consider it as past and done with. They do not as yet understand that it is in the crucified Christ and in the fellowship of his death that they are to abide daily and unceasingly. The fellowship of the cross is to be the life of a daily walk, his taking the form of a servant, his humbling himself and becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This mind that was in the Lord Jesus is to be the disposition that marks our daily life. Have this mind or attitude in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2, verse 5.